وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi afdhalu salatu al-musallin. Before we explain what ideas and beliefs Ali held about human brotherhood and how respected human rights it appeared necessary for us to mention what the Prophet did for the welfare of humanity, what rules, what regulation he enacted, and how far he respected human rights. And why is that? It is necessary to do so because Ali alayhi salam, it was his responsibility to enforce the rules and regulation promulgated by the Prophet himself and to accomplish what he had wished. So the Prophet declares and decrees, and Ali alayhi salam applies. So we can't look at Ali alayhi salam without first looking at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Because he himself, the Prophet, said to Ali alayhi salam, or actually Allah says to the Prophet, Anfusana wa anfusakum, ourselves and yourselves. So the Prophet considers Ali to be himself. So if I am talking about Ali, in fact, I'm talking about the Prophet. And if I am talking about the Prophet, I am talking about Ali alayhuma salamullah. What Ali alayhi salam did was a completion of the acts of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and every step taken by him was linked with the steps taken by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. The Prophet of Islam paid full attention to the material and social conditions of the society. Islam enacted rules and regulations for human society in the same manner in which it enacted them for the individuals, which there was no separation for the individuals and the society. In the same way that he laid the foundation for society, he did the same for the individuals. Islam attached so much importance to the human brotherhood and society that it treats every national service to be an act of worship. Rather, national service enjoys precedence over performance of ritual acts. The Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, resolving differences and disputes is better than recommended prayer and fast. Obviously not the wajib. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, the more you serve people, the happier I am. It's not by offering salah and siyam to me that's extra that matters. Allah wants to see something more practical, and that is to help people, to save people, to make people happy, to give them what they lack, to bring them to your level. This what makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. When we look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and how concerned he was for the welfare of the nation and society, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he says, "We accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi in a journey. Some of us were fasting, whereas others were not. It was summer season. We halted at a place. No shade was available to us except the sheets of clothes which we were carrying. There were many amongst us who were protecting their faces from sunlight with their own hands. Those of us who were not fasting stood up and pitched a tent and provided water to the animals. Thereupon the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to us, 'Today those persons who are not fasting have appropriated the entire spiritual reward to themselves.'" So you can see how the Prophet is shifting the attention. Those who are not fasting, they were serving animals, making sure that the animals get water. They were making sure those who are fasting are much, you know, they have what they need. They made a shelter for them. So the Prophet says, in fact, those who have done these acts of service to others, even though they are not fasting, but in fact, they are the one who reaped the rewards of the spiritual act itself. So again, we can see the emphasis from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi and also from Amir al-Mu'mineen when it comes to us helping other people. So this incident shows us that fasting, which is an important, mandatory act of worship, ceases to be valid during a journey so that one may not show comfort during his trip. And that reason, and may not become incapable of serving the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person, if he's fasting, he can't serve people, he can't serve other people. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cancelled fasting during a person's journey, that he should not fast. Because sometimes, if you are fasting and traveling with other people, you might get tired, you might need some help, and others might need some help, and if you are, you can't help no one. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also says, "When any of you ceases an indecent thing being done, should stop it with his hand first. If he cannot stop it with his hand, then with his tongue. If he cannot with his tongue, then he should condemn it in his heart." And he says this is the weakest stage of faith. And then again the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ordering to do good and restraining from evil is such an explicit order in Islam that by it means every sort of good can be done to other people." So as we call al-amru bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar. Why is that important? It is only because if I do good, enjoin good and forbid evil, I am serving and helping other people. So the Prophet says, if you see an evil act happening, you need to change it, because other peoples are harmed by it. And we need to make change. If we can't, at least the minimum is in our hearts, we need to reject such a notion and such an evil act. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله 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 صل على محمد وآله